says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old
foul 45. Okay, folks. And survive. Hey, it's your country folks surviving in far off North Dakota, here up near the Canadian border, in the middle of the winter, and we're doing fine up here, and things are looking good today, folks, and I hope you'll enjoy our show tonight. This is February 12th, 2018. I'm James Kelso, and more good news. I'm promising you now, 7 continuous years of good news from the greatest president in American history, the greatest statesman in American history, the savior of our nation, Donald Trump. I can't say enough good things. I was in a convenience store earlier today, and I was holding up the newspaper rather than buy the piece of trash, just looking, scanning the headlines, and some person behind my shoulder said something sourpuss about Donald Trump. I turned to the guy. He's a European like us. I turned to him and I said, "My friend, Donald Trump is saving your life." The greatest president in American history. And he looked kind of shocked and cowed with the firmness with which I said those things to him. Anyway, so here we go on another episode here of the Trump phenomenon. I'm going solo, but I'm not all alone on the show because I've got you at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. What's the best news of the good news? I can promise you good news, but the hard part's not finding good news. It's picking which part of it to report, which to leave off. Last night, I several times quoted Louie Gohmert, Texas congressman. What a patriot. What a guy. Let me find him here. And I finally found his segment. Here he is. I want you to hear it from his mouth, what he has to say about, nobody's named it yet, FBI Gate. What's the name that's going to be attached to this greatest scandal in American history? Well, here's Louie Gohmert talking to Jeanine Pirro this weekend. And Louie Gohmert, I'll get you the profile of Louie Gohmert in a moment. He's not a young man, so he's been around the track a few times. And listen to the intensity. I think that guy behind me in the convenience store was getting intensity. Listen to the intensity in Louie Gohmert's voice as he pronounces these words.
Appropriate, and it would have put lives
at risk.
Let me
ask you a question real fast. I have 5 seconds. I'm probably out of them now. Is anyone going to go to jail for any of this?
Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over. Yep. It is done.
All
the
right.
Rule of law
Congressman
doesn't mean anything anymore.
Louie Gohmert, thanks so much. And
now, there's three words that I left out when I was quoting him last night. I said, somebody's got to go to jail. I got that right. Then I left out these three words. It is done. And then I got the last part where he said, the rule of law doesn't mean anything anymore. Wow. And you heard the emphatic nature of what he was saying. I'll play it one time just so we can all appreciate this patriot. Louie Gohmert, he's on one of these House committees that is, talk about somebody who's saving our lives. They're saving our lives. This scandal would not have been brought to the surface without Louie Gohmert and his Freedom Caucus Republican buddies in the U.S. House of Representatives, the People's House. And they are making it, once again, a People's House, making America great again.
It's ingenuous, okay. And it was inappropriate, and it would have put lives
at
risk.
Let me ask you a question real fast. I have 5 seconds. I'm probably out of them now. Is anyone going to go to jail for any of this?
Somebody's got to go to jail or our system is over.
Yep.
It is done.
All right.
The rule of law doesn't mean anything
anymore. Louie Gohmert, thanks so much. And he's been waiting.
That's one of the most power-packed statements I've heard on television. I just want to start the show off with that. I'm glad I remembered to bring that to you. I couldn't find it last night in the middle of all the hustle and bustle of the program. Item number two. We're going to go to Matt Gaetz. Another Freedom Caucus patriot congressman in the House of Representatives, Matt Gaetz. I'll give you that in a moment. Just give you a little preview here. We're going to talk about, let's go from the winners to the losers. Here's how did Jim Carrey used to say it? Luther. In the Luther category, Susan Yates. Boy, did she step in it today. Woo-wee. If you haven't caught this story, it's big. Judge Napolitano caught the importance of it, of course. Susan Yates sent an email to herself. What a nitwit. Sent an email to herself. A CYA, cover your ass email. And instead of covering herself, she exposed herself big time. Here's another item we might cover tonight. Mark Levin has got a new show on Fox News. Sundays at 10 p.m., I think. Something like that. 9, 10 p.m., I'll look it up. It's called Life, Liberty, and Levin. It starts in February, so this month. I don't know which weekend it'll start. It's going to be on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 hour. And this is, you know, we've noticed this beautiful development at Fox News. There's somebody good in there. I mean, with Rupert Murdoch is apparently a turkey, but somebody in Fox News is doing the right things and getting these tremendous hosts like Jeanine Pirro. They've just added Mark Levin And how big is Mark Levin? He's big. I'll give you this also tonight. We'll talk about the top 50 radio shows in America after this one, which is in the number one slot. Wait a minute. Did I get that wrong? Well, ah, shucks. We're not in the top 50. Well, anyway, I'll give you the top 50 radio shows. And Mark Levin is in that top 50. I think he's maybe number five or seven. So he's in the top 10 with over 300 stations plus satellite. Nice. And we mentioned last night, 8.5 million listeners each week. Almost as many as we have here on the Trump phenomenon. And of course, all these shows in the top 50 are keying off of this show. We know that right now Hannity's listening to us and he's got his earpiece. He's getting ready for his own show, but he's got an earpiece monitoring this show. Michael Savage, of course, takes his inspiration from this show. Rush Limbaugh has moved in the current ratings down from number one to number two. Michael Savage moved up to number one. So, I'm being silly with you folks. I take inspiration from these giants who are saving our country and saving our bacon. We're doing our little bit right here on our show with you folks who are so wonderful. Let's go to Matt Gaetz. Let's listen to him for just a moment. I'll find it for you right here. I'm a little more organized with my segments tonight. This is another hero, Jesse Waters. Another new show on where? Fox, where else? Here's Jesse Waters interviewing Matt Gaetz, who's standing in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. If you haven't stood in that rotunda, folks, it's easy. It's free. You just go over there. You get a ticket through the turnstile. You can walk around under that huge dome that you've seen so many thousands of times. You can walk under that dome. Look up the beautiful mural up on the ceiling there. I think it's like the apotheosis of George Washington. Why do I remember it that way? But I'll look it up for you. It's a wonderful dome made of steel. It's a dome inside a dome. You can go take a look at it. Here it is, Matt Gaetz on Jesse Waters.
My expectation is that the American people will win through the appointment of a second special counsel, but that is going to require the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to do his job. The FBI and the Department of Justice cannot investigate themselves, and the evidence we've uncovered shows wrongdoing at the highest levels of those agencies.
Does Sessions have the authority, since he kind of recused himself from Russia matters, to appoint a second independent counsel?
Of course he does. There was no legal obligation for that recusal. And frankly, I don't even know what the four corners of that recusal are. Here, the accusation is not against Russia. It's against the very agency that Jeff Sessions leads, the Department of Justice, and then some of the senior politicized leadership at the FBI. So he could appoint that special counsel.
Okay.
More than two dozen Republicans have joined me in calling for it, and it's darn time that it happened.
Yeah, pressure's.
There you go. Let me close that one out. That was good. Matt Gaetz saying his committee is calling for the appointment of a special counsel, a second special counsel, this time a real one, to investigate this as yet. Maybe you've got a suggestion out there. What will become the term for this scandal? A descriptive term. Hopefully like a really juicy term that's got real zing to it. FBI Gaetz a little bit too tame. The perpetrators, the wrongdoers who need to be named, include the DNC. They include Obama, and we're going to get to that in just a moment, very importantly. Obama, look what the cat dragged in. Sally Yates, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. She just dragged Obama in by the scruff of his neck into this greatest scandal in American history. We said it was coming. Well, it arrived today. The DNC, Obama, Clinton, the FBI. But importantly, can somebody come up with a word that includes, please, the media? This is a RICO. A racketeering, influenced, corrupt organization. So maybe RICO would fit into this. How about like Russia Rico? No. Obama Rico? Something that has Rico in it. Because I think the prosecution perhaps should go in the direction, which must come, as Louis Gohmert just said. You know, if people are going to jail, well, people have got to be prosecuted. So RICO is a very powerful law because it, oh my gosh, what you can do when you expose a racketeering activity where a conspiracy of people are conspiring to break the law. Ooh, the RICO laws, powerful, ooh, scary. So maybe what Jeff Sessions, when he's up to it, when he's up to the job, as Matt Gaetz just said, Jeff, we don't want to be hard on you, buddy, but you're not doing your job. A RICO case launched by the Attorney General against the Justice Department. His own, of course, it's not his department. All these crimes were not committed by Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions' sin, if we can identify any sin on the part of this great patriot, Jeff Sessions, is he may not be up to the job. There's a missing piece here. He's not doing it. He's certainly not one of the criminals that need to be part of this RICO. Let us go to the Susan Yates story. It's breaking at the top of Breitbart right now, and I'm going to find it. I think I've got it. We're close. Declassified Susan Rice email. We had a juicy email for you yesterday between the lovebirds, Strzok and Page, in which they called all of us a-holes. I like Hannity now. He's, you know, you got to use a little bit of, you can't completely euphemistically go around these words. So Hannity, who allows no vulgarity on his show, no swear words and so on, he's gone to Shoals, the Shoal Network, CNN. And then he allows you as the audience to fill in the missing two letters on Shoal. An a-hole, of course, everybody knows what that is. But that's what Strzok and Rice, Strzok and Page, I'm sure Rice agrees, Strzok and Page called you and you and you in our audience. You're all, that's what they call you. That's what they think of you. That was wonderful. But this latest email from Susan Rice is even better. Did I say Sally Yates earlier? I misspoke. Sally Yates is involved in this one, but Susan Rice is the one who stepped in it. Sally Yates has also stepped in it. But declassified Susan Rice email, Obama contemplated hiding Russia intel from incoming Trump administration. Okay, here's the story. Let me click right straight into the story. Here it is. Two leading Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now we're getting the Senate into the act. Boy, you know, our Senate, folks, is so much less a patriot powerhouse than the House of Representatives. Senate is so far behind. Their scores on all things like immigration votes, their patriot scores are way, way below the House. Two leading Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee released a redacted, yes, part of it was blacked out. I'd like to know what it is. Top secret email Monday, today, that Obama administration National Security Advisor Susan Rice sent to herself just minutes after President Donald Trump took office. What? The email contains, I'll share the whole email with you right after this break. Good chance to call in. Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Turn the tide and twist it, just an earthbound misfit. I pressure set. Textures bridge.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just...
Hey, folks. Welcome back. I was just talking to the engineer at the Public Broadcasting Network in Austin, Texas. These guys are geniuses, folks. Please appreciate this. That one of the things that you are getting with your support that you have sent in to RBN, and if you haven't sent in any yet, well, you know, heed the words of Michael Ribeiro. Ask yourself, how much have I gained from this radio network? How much has this improved my life, how much good has this delivered to my life? And then decide on that basis how much you should support the network for your own interest, you know, for yourself. Keep this network going. John Stadtmiller, the creator, the man who keeps the ball rolling at RBN, he is held on by his fingernails for a long time. And let's not make him hang on by his fingernails. Let's let him get a little sleep. Send in a little something to keep this going. Don't think for a moment that John Stadtmiller and RBN have it made. They have access to vast amounts of money, and they don't need your little bit of money that you can send in. They do. We do. So please support Republic Broadcasting. But one of the genius engineers there just helped the audio here immensely. He saw something. I would never have seen it. He saw something in the controls that we just changed, and that's going to improve your sound and your experience here. And by the way, let us know. Let the engineers know when you call in. You're talking to an engineer when you call in before you talk to me. Let me know. You can reach me anytime, by the way, at 701-317-5317. Don't call right now because I'm on the air, in case you didn't notice. And let us know how the sound is. That's very important for radio, professional radio. You want it to sound good. And if you've got suggestions for me, like if you hear me utter a sentence in which I say four times, call me on it. I've got a friend who mentioned that, and so I have a sign taped to my monitor. Well, I have four monitors all around me, but one of them has a sign taped to it that says and the idea is to get me to not engage in that most common of speaker defects, which is to say or if you find some other bad habit that I have, let me know. We really benefit from your commentary because you're hearing the show out there in listener land. You're hearing the real show. We don't hear the show. We're at the broadcast end. So we do have monitors, and we think we're hearing what you hear. But you're the final judge. This is all for you. So let us know how your experience is and give us suggestions. Let's see. Here's this article. Susan Rice. Oh, Susan Rice, we love you. She just dragged Obama into, for now we'll call it FBI gate. She appears to have sent herself this email minutes before Donald Trump took office. The email contains Rice's impressions from a January 5th, 2017 meeting on Russian hacking during the 2016 presidential election. That's her words. Between then President Barack Obama, then FBI Director James Comey, and intelligence community leadership, who were also in the room. Now, let me just read you the email. Let me go cut straight to that. Here's her email. And this, where is the email? Where is it? Well, I'll find the actual email. But here are quotes from it. I thought I had the email right here. Well, I'll continue reading the Breitbart coverage of it. According to Rice, President Obama and Comey had a follow-on conversation after the formal meeting during which Obama told Comey. Well, let me just cut to the chase. She sends herself an email. Why would you do that, folks? Why do you send yourself? She didn't send it to anybody else. She sent it to herself. And in the email, she says, President Obama made it very clear. He opened the conversation, and he made it very clear that he wants everything concerning an investigation into Russian hacking in the election to be by the book, completely proper, following all correct channels. Present in the meeting was James Comey. And Joe Biden, she drags Joe Biden in. Thank you, Susan Rice. But the point of the email, I'll get it for you in a second. It's such a transparently phony email in which she's trying to exculpate herself. In other words, she is guilty as sin. And she knows it. So she sends this email in a desperate effort to CYA. We're going to do everything by the book. The president just said that. We just had a meeting. Comey is here. Biden is here. We're all here. We're going to do everything by the book. Nothing will be improper. She's running scared when she sends that email. She's trying to lay down a record showing. I mean, isn't this idiotic? What a dope. Grassley of the Senate Judiciary Committee is onto it. She just exposed Obama, Biden, and Comey. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Little bit of irony there in that break music. Okay, you know, I'll tell you what, folks. I was just looking at this actual email that Susan Rice sent. I can't find it now. I'm Google searching for it. It's why is this not showing now? I wonder if some people. Well, anyway, but we have the text of it. Here is what she sent to herself. She says, on January 5th, following a briefing by intelligence community leadership on Russian hacking during the 2016 presidential election, President Obama had a brief follow-on conversation with FBI Director Jim Comey and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates in the Oval Office. Vice President Biden and I were also present. That's an email she sent to herself. And I think this is maybe on January 20th, or the date is on there on the original email. But folks, this is such a transparent effort. Oh, the president Furthermore, in this email, the president stressed that he is not asking about, no, he stressed, he began the conversation by stressing his continued commitment to ensuring that every aspect of this issue is handled by the intelligence and law enforcement communities by the book. The president stressed that he is not asking about initiating or instructing anything from a law enforcement perspective. He reiterated that our law enforcement team needs to proceed as it normally would by the book. Now, folks, what the hell is that email? She's trying to say, we didn't do what we did. We did everything by simply saying it, by memorializing it in an email. She's somehow stupid enough to think that she's making it appear that we're going to believe that. But in fact, folks, what she's doing, here's what Senator Grassley noted. He called this a very unusual email. Ah, yes, it's an unusual email. She's saying, we had a big discussion, Obama and me and Sally Yates and Jim Comey and unnamed members of the intelligence community leadership, about the FBI investigating Donald Trump. Obama says he doesn't know anything about this. Earlier he said, I don't know anything about that. Nobody talks to me about that. Ooh. Add this, folks, to the Strzok and Lisa Page text messages where they say to each other, Obama wants to know about everything we're doing. Ooh. Ouch. Folks, the net is closing on Barack Obama. The gangrene is no longer in the toes. It's not in the foot. It's going up the leadership chain to Obama himself. Now, let's see if I can get this to you. Senator Grassley, good guy, he sent this letter to Sally Yates, to the Honorable to Susan Rice. Susan Rice is who I mean, who is the National Security Advisor. She's in charge of this intelligence material. To the Honorable Susan Rice, using that adjective honorable very loosely, Dear Ambassador Rice, the Senate Judiciary Committee has a constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the FBI and the broader Department of Justice. Part of that duty involves ensuring that law enforcement efforts are conducted without improper political influence. Can you hear the footsteps, Susan Rice? Accordingly, the committee has been investigating the FBI's relationship with Christopher Steele during the time his work was funded by Hillary for America and the Democratic National Committee, as well as the FBI's reliance on his unverified third-hand allegations in the Bureau's representations to courts. Ooh. As part of that effort, the committee sent a request to the National Archives for records of meetings between President Obama and then FBI Director Comey. I'm going to skip a little bit. In response, the committee received classified and unclassified versions of an email you sent to yourself on January 20th, 2017, President Trump's inauguration day. If the timestamp is correct, you sent this email to yourself at 12:15 p.m., presumably a very short time before you departed the White House for the last time. What? This is, folks, you couldn't make this stuff up. And then in this email to yourself, you purport to document a meeting that had taken place more than 2 weeks before on January 5th. And then they quote her email. It strikes us as odd, writes Senator Grassley and his committee, Senate Judiciary, that among your activities in the final moments, on the final day of the Obama administration, you would feel the need to send yourself such an unusual email purporting to document a conversation involving President Obama and his interactions with the FBI regarding the Trump-Russia investigation. In addition, despite your claim that President Obama repeatedly told Mr. Comey to proceed, quote, by the book, unquote, substantial questions have arisen about whether officials at the FBI, as well as the Justice Department and the State Department, actually did proceed by the book. In order for the committee to further assess the situation, and folks, assess the situation, oh my goodness, they're not assessing the situation. Susan Rice, you just got yourself into the defendant's box in court. Please respond to the following by February 22nd, 2018. They sent this on the 18th. She has till the 22nd to answer. Wait a minute. They sent it on, they sent this on the date, February 8th. Sorry, they sent it on the 8th. They gave her till the 22nd. She's got 10 more days to respond. And then what follows, folks, is too much to read to you. 12 questions. Obviously, the kind of questions a prosecutor would ask a defendant. And they're nailing her down. Did you actually send this email? Is this yours? Is it accurate? And then other very pointed questions. During this meeting, what was talked about? Then specific questions about, did this come up? Did that come up? Folks, Susan Rice is either going to have to claim something like the Fifth Amendment, or refuse to answer, or claim some kind of privilege. I don't know what she can claim. Or perjure herself, opening herself up to great prosecution. This is one of the ones who needs to go to jail. Lots of questions, 12 of them. You know, did Obama have other meetings with Mr. Comey? In other words, tell us all you know. So, folks, here's what I'm saying. The investigation is now getting really serious. They're up at the top. They're now investigating, finally, Obama himself. When they investigate Susan Rice, national security advisor to Obama, they're investigating Obama himself. Isn't this wonderful? Eric in Tennessee, you're on the line. What's on your mind?
James, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say, sure, you were on fire Sunday, and I loved your passion. I got a name.
Well, I had to have my wife. My wife had to had to use an extinguisher to put my hair out.
I believe that. We can call this Regolagate. Regolagate.
Okay, that's good. Let's open it up. Let's open it up for nominations, folks. For what are we going to name this thing? You know, the Watergate got a name based on the Watergate Hotel. And I guess that started the whole gate phenomenon, Eric, with Watergate.
Yep.
That's how that word gate got in there, folks. So there's been all kinds of gates since then. And
we're going to have a lot of sore throats.
Yeah. Oh, but I hope that, you know, it's important, Eric, that the media, you know, the media be dragged into this. Because all of this criminality by Obama and the communists, I call them communists, you know, Susan Rice is a communist. These are Alinsky communists.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. They took over our government. And, you know, you and I as patriots, we talked about that. And we talked about, you know, our government isn't ours. We knew that. But I don't think, Eric, any of us knew that it was the rot was deeper than we even knew.
Oh, I knew it was deep way long ago. And what's great now is we have this QAnon phenomenon on the internet. And somebody really close to Trump is laying out clues of what's happening, but they're kind of being secretive about it.
Yeah, now this one... This was very, I was talking with listeners to the show who called me from California who actually informed me about this Susan Rice bombshell. And I was wondering, where did they get this? Where did they get her email? And Senator Grassley says it right here. He says, we sent a request to the National Archives. And folks, if you haven't visited the National Archives, when you're going to the Capitol to look at that beautiful dome, go to along the mall there. You can go to the National Archives. You can walk right in. It's free. What a beautiful building. What a beautiful experience. And in the National Archives, you can stand, you can put your hand on the glass case right above our Constitution, right there. The Declaration of Independence, right there. The Bill of Rights, right there. And there's also, at times, there is a copy of the Magna Carta there at the National Archives. But you can put your nose up against the glass. You can put your nose right over the First Amendment, which is actually the Second Amendment, as it's listed on the Bill of Rights, because it was the first one enacted. It became the first. The Second Amendment on there is our First Amendment. You can put your nose, and your nose will be less than 4 or 5 inches away from the actual ink of this precious document. But go ahead, Eric.
Well, that's amazing. It's amazing stuff. And I mean, the First Amendment was the major one. The Second Amendment was pretty important, too, and hopefully we'll never have to use that.
But exactly. Go ahead.
I think Trump is, he's got some good people behind him, and it's not a lot right now. He's got a lot of snakes in the swamp there to clean out.
And now here's an example. Eric, here is an example as to how patriot support wingmen for Donald Trump are making this happen. Donald Trump didn't do this one. Senator Grassley, good senator from Iowa, if he hadn't simply written out a request, you know, it was within his power to do that, he just sent a request over to the National Archives. What did he say? He said, I want any records of meetings between President Obama and FBI Director Comey regarding FBI's investigation into the Russian matter. And what comes back to him in his mailbox? In response, the committee received classified and unclassified versions of an email you sent to yourself on January 20th. I mean, Eric, this dropped into his inbox from out of the blue.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And what's the next thing? Yes, and what's the next thing he had to do? This is a, what is this? It's an object lesson for us folks as patriots. Okay, so it came into his inbox. Well, that would have all been for naught if somebody smart, some smart patriot, hadn't read the email carefully. And then noticed, hey, this is weird. And looking at it closely, because it's only closely when you look at it, you notice from Susan Rice to Susan Rice. What's wrong with this picture? And then noticing the timestamp, 5 minutes after, you know, Donald Trump took control of the White House. So she's on her way out. She's getting her jacket and, cleaning out her drawer and is about to step out the door. The last thing she does is send an email to herself doing what? Trying to stupidly make, you know, CYA.
Yep.
And
have
now.
Have you been watching the QAnon post at all?
Tell me what's going on there.
Well, it's QAnon post stuff on a board on the internet, and it's somebody inside with Trump, and it's I think it's a high level Marine possibly, and he's working with Trump, and they're exposing all these scandals almost every day now. That's amazing.
Okay, how do you spell QAnon?
Just the letter Q, and A-N-O-N.
I'm going to
look it up on the internet. There are several younger guys that are deciphering all the stuff. He's putting out encrypted messages, and President Trump usually the next day or usually within a couple of hours responds to QAnon's post with some kind of tweet, and it's almost. So it's an insider, but we don't know who he is. But he's a high
Eric,
up insider.
Beautiful. You just informed thousands of people, including myself, about this. See, there you go. You're being a great wingman, Eric.
I'm trying. I'm looking to help this country. You know, it's going down really fast, and we need to be behind the Trump.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Show, and I'll get off of here and let you go, and I'll talk to you soon, more than likely.
And Eric, before you go, I want to specifically thank you for just, you know, the great patriot that you are, and what you've done here, which is a model of a great phone call. You just informed thousands and thousands of people of something that's important, and you did it very concisely, better than I could. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you take care.
You too. I hope you call many, many times in the future. We'll go to Dennis in Indiana and John in Missouri right after this. Gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Mm-hmm. watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. Dadgum the rest of it all.
Dadgum the rest of it all. Hey, I kept you waiting there, folks, and I apologize because I was finding a real gem for you. Donald Trump just sent out a tweet saying, here's the tweet. I've got a real gem for you. Here it is. Donald Trump's latest tweet. Their journey to MAGA, making America great again, began at CPAC 2011. What's that? That's the Conservative Political Action Conference held every year in Washington, D.C. Huge event. 10,000 patriots. It began at CPAC 2011. And the opportunity to reconnect with friends and supporters is something I look forward to every year. See you at CPAC 2018. So that's coming up. I'll go look and see what the date is for CPAC 18. It's always this time of year, like February or March. So it's probably within a matter of days. We'll certainly cover that. But why is this special? CPAC 2011 is the only time I've actually seen in person Donald Trump. Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, and I were sitting in the audience awaiting a speech by Rand Paul. There were 5,000 of us waiting for that speech eagerly. And a mystery speaker was announced, a mystery speaker, a surprise speaker. And who emerges from the curtain? Donald Trump. And I'm going to play you something that he said there. I have 46 seconds of it. I'll look for the rest of it. But what he just said in his tweet is, it began, and he means for him, the journey to MAGA. That speech that Bill and I heard was the beginning of Donald Trump's journey to making America great again. Isn't that amazing? We were there. We did not, Bill and I did not get it. We did not understand the greatness of Donald Trump. We were all, you know, head over heels about Ron Paul and Rand Paul. And so we were so enthusiastic about that. What Donald Trump did, surprise thing, he stepped out on the stage and said, I'm running for president. That was his announcement right there, right before Rand Paul, who was running for senator from Kentucky. I came out. I'll play that Donald Trump for you. Oh, I won't. I just ran myself out of time. I'm going to have to put that in first thing tomorrow night, folks. Remind me if I forget to listen to Donald Trump start this whole thing. Thanks, everybody. Great callers and rain checks to everybody who didn't get in. See you tomorrow night.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.